El Paso has seen a sharp rise in the number of cinema screens available to watch first-run movies, but more times than not, more screens has not meant more variety of films or enhanced viewing experiences. So it was with some excitement that cinephiles heard the news last year that the Alamo Drafthouse had plans for building its first cinema in the region. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Alamo Drafthouse Cinema began as a special screening venue in Austin, Texas, known for its mix of first-run films, eclectic classic and cult movie programming, and providing beverage and dine-in service during the film. The brand has quickly expanded in recent years to include franchises in a number of far-flung cities, and I'm delighted to have on the program today Neil Billingsley Michelson, president and CEO of Triple Tap Ventures, the franchise owner of El Paso's upcoming Alamo Drafthouse. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you in town. I should mention you're here firming up the plans for construction of our latest, newest cinema to El Paso. You've got a ceremony to kick things off, though, later this week, Thursday, June 19th. Tell us about that.
Sure. So Alamo doesn't do ordinary things, right? So we didn't want to have a bunch of people up there with shovels and ties in the dirt in the, I guess it'll be hot, too. So what we do is we take basically cement forms, and we've invited a bunch of local dignitaries and people who are influential in the community, and we'll ask them to basically put their hands in some cement, write a little message, and then that will become a part of the actual building. So it's kind of like a little ceremonial foundation laying, but we'll wind up using those as part of the building. So
Neat idea.
Yeah. I think we kind of ripped it off from the Man's Theater a little bit. But
Grauman's Chinese and Hollywood.
But it's nice. And that's important to us. And like you said, I'm here today. Being local is one of our brand pillars. And it's very important for us to serve the local community and engage the local community in the, what we do in terms of the food selections, craft beer, local beers that we can find, and also local programming that'll appeal to the El Paso community.
And anyone is invited to the ceremony next Thursday?
Yeah, I think anyone is invited. You can watch us make a couple speeches, put our hands in some cement. I think we'll have some refreshments and whatnot out there, so it should be nice.
And that's at 11 a.m. on Thursday at 5001 North Mesa, which is that beautiful new development that's going in right there on Mesa Street.
Yep.
I wanted to ask you to give us some details about what's coming. I'm sure there'll be lots of press releases around the groundbreaking and the ceremony, but how many screens is this new theater going to have?
Sure, it'll have 8 screens. Mm-hmm. Total, it'll be about 850 seats. Nice. One of the things that is really important to all the Alamos is that there's not a bad seat in the house. So for those who haven't been to one, when you kind of walk to the front row, you get surprised because you would expect 4 more rows of seats.
You have
there.
To wrench your neck to
exactly.
See the screen.
Exactly. So, I mean, truly, if you get a seat in the front, all the way right or all the way left, it's a perfectly fine, comfortable, easy seat to watch a movie from, and that's really important.
Alamo has become one of the iconic brands in the nation for cinema experience, and though I'm sure a number of listeners here in El Paso maybe have not experienced a movie at an Alamo Drafthouse in one of the numerous cities that now have them, what makes Alamo so different than a normal national theater chain?
It was founded by Tim League, and he sort of says it best when he says Alamo was created by movie lovers for movie lovers.
So, what a concept.
Yeah, and when you take that, then you wind up starting to do things like making sure there's not a bad seat in the house. You make sure that we create an environment free of disruptions. So if there are people texting or talking or really disruptive, they get a warning, and then we ask them to leave. Mm-hmm. We have a policy where kids, no one under 18, can come in unless they're with their parents. So we're encouraging sort of movie-going watching as a family activity or, with an adult, but we're not
preserving it as an adult activity.
Yes, that's really what winds up happening. But, it's not drop off your teenagers and we'll babysit them for 2 hours. It's come and watch a movie. And then when you look at our projection, we'll have Sony 4K projectors. The projectors that we have are the best you can get for these size screens.
The most exciting thing for me is you're putting in a 35-millimeter projector as well.
Exactly. So we'll have 35-millimeter reel-to-reel. So we can bring in old archival prints. You could see Gone with the Wind, in 35 millimeter, my favorite Lawrence of Arabia in 35 millimeter, and it's a totally different experience.
For people who don't know that go to the movies regularly, I don't think there is a single screen left in El Paso other than the Plaza Theater downtown that has a 35 millimeter projector. The entire town is digital now. And while that's great for first run films, it's extremely limiting for genre films, for classic films, for off the beaten path films. And
right.
So this gives you tremendous opportunity to do unique programming.
Right. And that's exactly what, you know, what we're about. We're obviously a first run movie theater, mm-hmm. so 90% of our business is bringing in the movies that are released this week that everybody wants to see. But that other piece of the business is bringing in those films that people don't have the opportunity to see on a big screen, whether in 35 or digital format, or taking beloved films and turning them into interactive films by like sing-alongs with musicals or mm-hmm. quote-alongs where we give people props and then favorite lines are on the subtitled and you can interact with the movie, and it sort of takes watching Blues Brothers into a whole different dimension.
So you do plan on sprinkling within your first-run programming a number of those classic Alamo-type unique programs.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's what makes this business so much fun, actually.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the business model behind theatrical exhibition in America, because maybe this is one of the most opaque areas for most people going to the movies, is they really don't understand the economics of theater ownership and exhibition, and particularly that when you're talking about first run films, that the vast majority of the box office is all going right back to the distributor or the studio, and which explains why popcorn is the price it is.
Right.
But with your model, it really turns it back on creating a value-added experience. Do you see that really as the future, that we just can't sustain this notion that we're going to show six screens with the Avengers and hope to sell enough popcorn to keep the place open?
Our model is so much different than the big mm-hmm. cinemas. So they'll have 16 to 24 screens in 100,000 plus square foot buildings.
Right.
And I look at our operating costs just to, you know, have the building running, and I couldn't imagine what they would be like to try to run that building.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that what you outlined, a vast majority of the box office ticket goes back to the film distributors. You know, and Hollywood is shrinking the number of films that are coming out. Release windows are narrowing. So I think the big megaplex, it's a much harder business to do than it was maybe 10 years ago. But what we're able to do, sort of, you know, what we didn't talk about the Alamo, is that whole other piece of our film-going experience is the food and beverage side. So
yep.
we are a dine-in cinema that's been around for many, many years. You know, we didn't invent it, but, you know, we really try to do the best we can.
And by which you mean you have literal wait staff that will come to you in your seat.
Exactly. So you sit down, there's a table in front of you, and there's a menu right underneath the table, and, you know, in a very old school format, you write your order on a piece of paper and stick it in a little clip that's attached to the table, and the servers see it. And, you know, if the movie is not playing, they'll engage and talk to you and make sure they know what you want, help mm-hmm. you out with any questions. But once the lights go down, servers actually train to quote unquote be ninjas and, you know, be as silent as possible. They grab the order, look at it, and go in, ring it in. And really, our food program is extremely high quality. You know, we make most of what we serve from scratch. We make everything to order. So there's not a hamburger sitting in a warmer in any way,
right.
you know, coming out to you. So it takes a little while to get the food sometimes. But, you know, we're cooking everything to order.
Brings new meaning to dinner and a movie.
Exactly. And, you know, our pizza sauce we make from scratch. We make our own pizza dough, et cetera. So
You have a wide variety of beers, I know.
Yeah, that's a big part. Obviously, Alamo Draft House Cinema.
Yes.
So we'll have
right there in the name.
Yep, we'll have 32 draft beers, plus, you know, probably almost that many in bottles, and then we also have a cocktail program. So it's all handcrafted, high quality cocktails.
I know from experience that the waiters are almost invisible. It's really astounding to watch them.
Yeah,
work.
The first time I went, and that's how, you know, I got involved. I thought, Alamo Draft House Cinema, what I moved to Austin from New York, and I saw it, and I thought, sounds interesting. You know, it's probably just a bunch of people getting drunk, drinking beer, but 180 degrees different. It's, you know, it was a great environment. Went to South Lamar, walked out of there thinking, I will never go to another movie theater again. And you do think you're going to get distracted by the waiters and waitresses moving, but you know, the screens are, you know, practically wall to wall, and you know, you just get immersed in the movie and everything else goes away.
And the way you tier those the stadium seating and the waiters are trained to be down low.
And duck, exactly.
they truly are ninjas. It also brings up an employment point of view, which is you are hiring more people than the average cinema.
Sure. We just opened a location, our company did in Lubbock, and we hired 175 people, and I think we're going to have, you know, that's plus a team of almost 10 managers. El Paso will probably be about that number. So it's a big staff because, you know, you need, you know, we'll have 800 people in the building Friday and Saturday night. You need a lot of kitchen team, and you need a lot of servers to take care of those guests.
That's fantastic. I'm wondering another business related question is, you know, when you look out around all the areas that you could build a franchise, what made you want to come to El Paso?
Well, you know, El Paso is an interesting market because, you know, in the intro you mentioned, it's just there are a lot of movie screens here. And you know, when you look at the grosses, all, by and large, the movie theaters do quite well here. The El Paso Metroplex is an interesting Metroplex in that you can look at U.S. Census figures and see a population, but it trades so much larger than that population. So, you know, you look at that, you know, it's a vibrant movie going market, and then it's a growing market. And for Alamo, we know, you know, from the Plaza Classics Film Festival, there's a great demand for quality cinema. So sort of all those things that the Alamo brand would meet, it has. And then, you know, we were approached by the developer of Montecito, and, you know, when once you add the site and what that group is doing there, it's great. It's a no-brainer and sort of a dream come true for an Alamo, especially in that community.
Certainly a dream come true for cinephiles, and I'm really looking forward to you all opening. Do you have a season that you're hoping to shoot for the opening of the theater?
Yeah, so later this week we'll have our groundbreaking sort of kickoff ceremony, and then I think by the end of the month you'll see, you know, some heavy activity starting up on the top of that hill. And we're finalizing schedule, but we're hoping for sort of Q1 spring of next year to be open. But
fantastic.
We'll keep everybody apprised of that.
I look forward to opening night. It's exciting to see a new theater venue in El Paso, especially one that brings alternative programming to town. So thank you, Neil, for coming into the studio today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
My guest today has been Neil Billingsley Michelson, president of Triple Tap Ventures, who will be breaking ground on the region's first Alamo Drafthouse Cinema next Thursday, June 19th at 11 a.m. at 5001 North Mesa. To learn more about Alamo Drafthouse and get a taste of what makes it a different kind of cinema, log on to drafthouse.com. Make sure you join the Victory Loyalty Program for updates and specials in the coming months. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.